In this episode, I recap our Zoom that we did where we talked about how we started a cleaning business that has now done $50,000 in a month. We did that in less than 2 years. And we started with zero clients and we started with literally zero cleaning experience. And so I recap a Zoom that we did and I outlined there's five business standards that we use to start this business. And we learned them from one of our mentors, Chris Crone. And I kind of go through that story of how we learned it and how we utilized and took action on that information and why we ended up creating this cleaning business based on those five standards. And those five standards are things that I had never thought about before until I learned them from Chris. And so I wanted to share those with you because whether you're looking to start a business or whether you have a business, knowing those five standards can allow you to, number one, pick a business that actually is going to allow you to be successful, not just in the short term, but the long term as well. Or if you already have a business, it's like, what are these standards that you need to change in your current business to make it so your business can not just survive, but also thrive? So if you like what you hear in this episode, like, please share this podcast with other people who are that entrepreneurial spirit and rate it on whether you listen to this on iTunes or you listen to Stitcher or Google or Spotify. Like, please rate it. Give it a 5-star review. The more ratings, the more reviews on there, the better it does. So appreciate you. And let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. Did a free Zoom and we discussed how we started a cleaning business that does $50,000 a month, and we started it with zero clients and we started with zero cleaning experience. And so I actually made a post on my Instagram where I screenshotted the revenue from August of 2022, and all of a sudden my comments and the likes and shares and reactions just started blowing up, and people were like genuinely curious about it. And so I said, hey, like, wouldn't we be interested if I shared the five standards that we used to pick this cleaning business? And I promise you, like, you'll never guess what they are. And I just had so many people who wanted to hear the information. And so I made a Zoom, and my Zoom is capped at 100 people. So I had everybody register, and we had 100 registrants. We had 30 people on the wait list. And yeah, it was cool that we had that many people who were interested. And I think last time on the Zoom, we actually ended up having like 60 to 70 people who actually showed up, which, you know, if you know anything about marketing sales, like getting almost half the people to actually show up for a free thing that they didn't put any skin into the game, any money in, it's pretty dang good. So it was pretty fun. And, you know, I was actually surprised by my wife, Katie, who actually got on the Zoom with me. And that wasn't the original intention. And she was there, and it was so cool to have her there because, like, she's the brains behind the cleaning business. Like, I'm the visionary. I'm the one who has the ideas. I'm the one who likes to go create, who creates the vision where we're going. But Katie's actually the one who is the tactical one, is the one who actually puts the SOPs in place, is the one who actually puts the idea and executes on it, puts the people in the right places, puts the clients in the right places. And it was just really cool to have her on there. And it just made the whole experience so fun. So, you know, I had a lot of people out there who wanted to see the replay. And so like there's no replay. I mean, there is a replay, but I'm just not going to share the replay. I'm keeping it internal. But one of the big things people wanted to know was what these five standards are, right? And I think these five standards to start a business is super important. So if you're somebody who, you know, is looking to start a business, or you're even trying to evaluate the business that you're in, is it worth staying in? These five standards are something that you should know, and it will allow you to make a better decision when you go start a business, or even evaluate, like, is the business you're in, like, is it something that you can see yourself being in for 20, 30 years because it has these standards that allow for it to be successful in the short term and in the long term. And so, like, how we ended up finding out these standards was we joined Chris Crone's mentorship in April of 2020. And so this is like when COVID was going on, and we were in the fitness business at the time. And while most people in the fitness businesses were struggling because, you know, their gyms were getting shutting down and they were trying to figure out well, how the hell am I going to make money? I got to transition to this online thing. What is online? Is it, do I watch people on a Zoom screen and watch them work out? Or do I do Zumba classes online? And fortunately for us in our business, we had switched to online training in 2019. And so when COVID actually came around, it made our sale even easier because we were facing so many objections from 2019 into 2020 because we were trying to sell online training, but people didn't know what the hell it was. And they're like, why would I do that? I can just go to the gym. And so COVID was actually a huge blessing for our business. And we were able to continue to sell and continue to thrive during COVID. But it also left me with a lot of time because outside of selling, we had a lot of things outsourced in our business. I just had a lot of time and, you know, we couldn't go do things. We were pretty much on house arrest for a good period of time. So I started getting on YouTube, which at that point I had never actually gotten on YouTube before. And for some reason, this guy named Chris Krohn just like popped up on my YouTube, and one of his videos just, it caught my interest and I started diving in. Next thing you know it, I watched almost every single video on his YouTube. And if you guys have ever been on his YouTube, you know he's got a lot of freaking videos. And within about 2.5 weeks, I was telling Katie about this guy who I found on YouTube, and he was amazing with mindset. Plus he was into real estate, which is where we were transitioning to at that time. And I was like, Katie, I think I need to call and like just see what they have. And so within about 2.5 weeks, we were on a phone call with one of his like top people in his company, which is Marianne, who now has become a friend of ours. And we ended up buying his highest level program at the time, which was his Limitless Mastermind, which is about $25,000. And we were so excited, and we ended up going to our first Limitless Mastermind in Vegas of 2020, or excuse me, October of 2020, and it was in Vegas. And it was really cool because it was a small, intimate setting. There's about 20 of us there. And the whole experience was really, really cool. Everything was like you pay for everything up front. I think it was an additional $10,000 that we paid for that weekend. I think we were there for 3 days or 4 days maybe. And there was like experiences where we went, like we jumped off the, what is that place called? One of the tallest the Stratosphere. We jumped off the Stratosphere. We went and raced exotic race cars like Lamborghinis. That was the first time I drove a C8 Corvette. It was like at that time, I was like, I'm going to get this C8 Corvette. And I manifested it. And, you know, lo and behold, 2 years later, I ended up having two C8 Corvettes, which we have recently sold, which was the best decision I ever made. But that's where I kind of manifested that vision. I wanted to get a C8 Corvette. We also, they treated us to like 5-star dining, some of the nicest hotels in Vegas. And those are some of the things that we did at nighttime. But during the day, it was a business training. And so Chris got down on, he made these workbooks and we went through his business training. And at the time he was writing a book, which now has since been published, called Have It All. But at the time he was using this workbook as a way to teach what he was going to write inside that book. And so inside the training, one of the things he taught us was his 5 standards to start a business. Like, here are the 5 standards he uses that he starts all his businesses. And if you follow Chris, if you don't follow Chris, like, go follow him on YouTube. He's got a huge following. I think almost 1 million subscribers on YouTube. And most people think of him as the real estate guy. But really, he's a phenomenal business guy. He owns hundreds and hundreds of businesses, and he starts a lot of businesses. He buys a lot of businesses, but super, super smart business guy. And so these 5 standards that he used, we have adopted them, and we use them actually to start this cleaning business. And so that's what the basis of this Zoom that we did last night was, basically to share these 5 standards. And so I'm going to share these 5 standards with you guys, because ultimately, like, these 5 standards, I never would have thought of. I never would have ever crossed my mind. And if I look back at it on my fitness business that we started, like, the fitness business, it violates 2 of these very much so. And I would have, based on these principles, I would have not started the fitness business. And so let's get into these. So the 5 standards to start a business. The number one thing that you're looking for is, you're looking for high profit margins. And so we're looking for at least a minimum of 35% profit margin, and that is with it being absentee owner, right? So you must allocate for a full-time manager who's actually running the business. And so that is what we're looking for, is a high profit margin. And so like a really good product example I can give you is, let's say that you buy a widget for $200. Okay. Now you're selling the widget for $200. Now, what does it cost for you to actually fulfill on that widget that you just sold for $200? Well, it costs you $80 to acquire that widget, right? Because you bought from a wholesaler, and then you have ad costs, you have sales commission, which is another $40. And then you have shipping and handling for another $20. And so total all in, your expense to fulfill that widget is $140. Now, we take that $140 that it costs to fulfill that product. We divide it by 200, which is what we sold it for. And then we subtract that from 100 and we get 30%. So now our margin is 30%. So in this example, like, would that fit our standard? No. So we got to figure out one of those numbers. We got to figure out, well, if we want to actually make it 35%, the easiest thing to do is just to raise the cost of the widget we're selling. You can just raise it to $225 or $250, and all of a sudden we increase our profit margin. That's the easiest thing to do. Also, if we can look at, maybe we can get our ad cost down. Maybe we can go to a different wholesaler instead of buying it for $80. Maybe we can try to get it for $70 or $60. And so these are the different levers we can pull to make sure that we keep our profit margin healthy, because ultimately that's what makes a business sustainable, is that there's actually cash flow to go around. So that's standard number one, is having a high profit margin. The second standard that we look for when we're starting a business is we got to have abundance of leads, right? So is this a business you're trying to start, or is it a hobby, right? So when we're in the fitness industry, like, do people want to lose weight? Every single person on the planet wants to lose weight. So there's abundance of leads, which is amazing, right? Now, let's say that we're trying to sell weight loss through osmosis, right? So now it's like, if you just sit in water long enough, like, you'll lose weight, right? And this can, or here's a better example. Like, if you just sit in the sauna, you can just lose weight, right? And now, is that something that people can do? Maybe, but can you sell it? Is there enough people who actually want to lose weight by sitting in a sauna doing nothing else? Does it actually freaking work? Well, probably not. And so understand that when you're starting a business, like, you must have an abundance of leads. Now, the second piece of this as well is understanding, where are those leads at? Like, how hard are those leads to get to? So when you're selling weight loss, like, that's to the mass population, it's pretty easy to get to them. Like, they're on social media, and social media is the easiest place to get to people. But if you want to sell something like super, super niche, like, you want to sell jets to executives, like, do you have a way to get into executives? Like, do you have some sort of connection? Do you know where all those executives, like, they hang out? Do they actually hang out on social media? Probably not. And so that's another thing to think about too, is, like, not only do you have abundance of leads, but do you have access to where those leads are all congregating? Business standard number three, simple business model. Okay. Complex fails and simple scales. The truth is that business gets more complicated as it gets bigger. And if it starts out complicated, it simply will not grow. And so you really want to, have a business that you literally can explain to somebody else in about two sentences. If you can't explain your business model in two sentences, then it's probably too complex. You need to simplify it more. Because if you can't understand it, then how are you going to sell your customer on it? How are you going to sell your employee on it? How are you going to sell the masses to your business model? Okay. And so that's why standard number three is having a simple business model. All right, so business standard number four, operations must be delegatable. So this goes back to the first thing we talked about, is you always look at your profit margins from, can you, having a full-time manager in that position, because the goal is to own successful company, not operate successful companies. Right? You want to create a business, not just a job. And so one of my favorite people on the planet is my Uncle Tony. And so my Uncle Tony is the only person in my immediate family who has a business that has any shred of real success, right? And so he started out working for Good Vibrations and sound pro as somebody who just installed speakers on cars. And he eventually got really good at it. He started doing that for people on the side. He would install cool sound systems and amps and subwoofers in people's cars. Then eventually it led him into doing it in people's homes. He would install home theaters. And now what he does is he takes people who are building these brand new homes and he installs all the electronics from the TVs to the sound systems to the lights. And he does it all on a software that that people can control us from their phone. So that's like what he does. And he builds this all out for clients. And you know what? He makes a lot of money. But the issue that he has is that he is the business, right? Like he's made himself so niche and so good at what he does, and he hasn't taught anybody else how to do it, that when he has work, the only person who could do the work is himself. And so a few years ago, when I was first learning about, you know, outsourcing work as a personal trainer, and I was hiring trainers and I was hiring staff members and I was hiring salespeople, I was like so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, like my Uncle Tony needs to hear this because, you know, he has this amazing business that he could scale if he was able to hire these people as well. And I went to him and was telling him about it. And he was like, you know what, Logan, I tried that one time. You know, I hired an employee and, you know, after paying them $20 an hour and trying to find enough work for them, we ended up finding out that like we pretty much were losing money just by hiring this employee. And I just went back to just doing it myself. And, you know, it was in that moment that I realized that, you know, when you look at picking a business, like making sure the business is delegatable is one of the most important things you can possibly do. Because if you create a business that literally is like you are the business, all of a sudden you've created a job that you can't get rid of and you have the worst boss on the planet. And that boss doesn't let you take vacation. It doesn't want you to do anything other than work, because when you're not working, you're not getting paid. And so making sure that the operations are delegatable and that you're able to create systems and processes that don't rely on you. And in fact, like once you learn a skill set, the first thing you should get excited about is try to share that with somebody else, try to teach somebody else that, because you become more powerful, you become more valuable when you're able to share skills rather than just keep them to yourself. It's actually very selfish to keep skill sets to yourself. It's really selfish not to share the wisdom that you have. And the greatest thing you can do, the most fulfillment that you can get through life, is by sharing the things you've learned with other people and having them do and execute it, and giving them the opportunity to then share it to the next person as well. And so when you're starting a business, making sure the operations are delegatable is one of the most important things that we look at and that we did when we started this cleaning business as well. And then the last one, number 5 business standard that you're looking for is it customer focused, right? The goal is to provide value to the client rather than focusing strictly on the product and the service. And so I found myself in this trap when I was a personal trainer, is that it became about me and it came about my philosophy and came out the things that I believed in. And so I would only train clients based on my beliefs. And so if someone's like, hey, like I'm interested in maybe doing a little bit of cardio. And I was like, no, why would you do cardio? That's silly. That's stupid. Like I don't do cardio. You shouldn't do cardio. And then people would come to me like, hey, like I want to do a little bit of Olympic lifting. I want to do like, you know, snatches and clean and jerks. And I wanted to incorporate this in my training. I was like, no, why would you do that? Like, I'm a powerlifter. Like, you need a squat, bench, deadlift. Like, those other things are too complicated. Don't do those things. And people come like, hey, like, I want to do a little bit of, like, CrossFit style workouts where I want to do some timed workouts, some EMOMs, some like, superset type work. I was like, no, why would you do that? That's silly. And it was always me and focused on my product and my beliefs and my system rather than what was actually best for the client. And what I realized was that I just pushed a lot of people away, and actually I didn't have the best interest of the client. And so the client saw that over the period of time, and then eventually they left because, you know what, I couldn't actually fulfill what they wanted because I wasn't listening to them, I wasn't paying attention to them. And by the end of my fitness career, I started to realize that, you know what, like my goal is actually to serve a client. I need to like experience all these other strategies, all these different tactics, all these other philosophies, and how do I weave them in so when somebody comes to me and I can hear what they need and they want, I can apply the right thing that actually fits what they believe in along with what actually works at the same time. And so when you're looking at building your business, like build it with the client in mind. And when you're able to do that, you understand that your business will adapt and it will change. Just and like very similar to how we did in our cleaning business or in our fitness business when we transitioned from in-person online, because I was like, hey, like this is a better service for the client. Like they can get the same result, but they don't have to go to the gym, and it actually can be more cost-effective for them. Like that seems like a win-win. And so when you're able to focus on the client, you're able to adapt your service based on what's happening in the market. Because when you're in business for any period of time, like the market always shifts. When we go through recessions, there's going to be a shift in the market. When we go through booms, there's going to be a shift in the market. When there's specific shifts in individual markets based on technology disruptions, based on time disruptions, you know, like there's so many different things that can disrupt industries that if you're not customer focused, you will go out of business. Because if you're so focused on your product and what you're doing, like ultimately the customer always wins. So those are the five standards that we use to start the cleaning business. And those are the five standards that we use when we look at any business moving forward. Like those are always the five standards. So again, we have high profit margins, we have an abundance of leads, we have a simple business model, we have operations that are easily delegatable and that are customer focused. So, those are the five things that we went over last night in that cleaning Zoom, and it was really impactful. So, you know, if you got any value from this podcast and you're like, hey, like those five things are pretty freaking cool, you know, if you could, my goal right now for this podcast is to grow it and to share my wisdom and with you, so you can take this wisdom and these skills and you can apply it to whether it be a cleaning business or whether you have a wholesale business or whether you have a fitness business or whether you have any sort of other business. And you can apply these five things that whether you're going to start a business or whether you want to just make your business better. So if you can, go to iTunes or wherever you're listening to this, whatever podcast platform you listen to, and if you would, please rate it. Give it a 5-star rating and even write a review, write a comment on it. And I would sincerely appreciate that. So that's all I got for today, and look forward to chatting with you soon. Bye.